Listen to this podcast for an update on the Patriots roster. Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and you're listening to the Roster Report podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's a scary Friday the 13th here at Gillette Stadium, but don't you worry, we still have Paul Perillo and Andy Hart giving you all the latest updates.
Thanks, Lori. Well, the bye week is going on, but plenty to talk about with the roster report. A lot of moves this week for the Patriots. They like a couple of guys go. Right off the top, Jonathan Sullivan, Hank Poteet, no longer members of the New England Patriots. Bringing in a wide receiver, Jabbar Gaffney, adding to the core of Florida Gators. Andy, what do you think of the Gaffney signing?
I think it's a decent signing. I think of him the same way I kind of look at Caldwell, a guy who's had production, 55 catches last year in Houston, chose as a free agent to leave Houston, go to the Eagles, was cut right at the end of camp, said it was a little surprising to him, but a productive four-year pro now who I think can be a nice complementary aspect to an offense, but certainly isn't going to come in and light the field of fire and be a go-to guy for Tom Brady.
All right, so he now comes in. He joins Rishay Caldwell, Chad Jackson, and even Kelvin Kite, who's on the practice squad. Four former Florida Gators, not exactly the best reputation for their work in the NFL.
No, I mean, it's actually they're kind of a punchline core, kind of known for having success in college, getting drafted relatively high first, second round, and then not living up to that draft status. So, you know, they're all, you know, both Caldwell and as I said, Gaffney, similar in that they've been productive at times in the pros here, but have never really evolved into that go-to kind of guy.
Okay, that's pretty much, you know, putting it to rest on the active roster. They also had a move made on the practice squad, minor move. They signed punter Danny Bogger. Perhaps a little insurance here for Josh Miller. We thought that we saw Josh Miller maybe banged up a couple of weeks ago.
He jogged off the field with a doctor before the game in Cincinnati, came back, limped a little bit during that game, had one of his worst games of the season on kind of on consecutive weeks, his least productive in terms of kicking the ball. Then they bring in this guy who's a Ray Guy finalist from Arizona, interestingly, same as Josh Miller. But I do. I think it's just in case you get to a game and say, you know what, Miller really can't go today. You now have a guy that's in your system, you've seen on the practice field, is a little more comfortable, and you could bring him up to the active roster at any time.
All right, so that gets the practice squad to the limit of eight. Active roster still one short, and we believe, and talking to Bill during the course of the week, Patrick Pass is eligible to come off the physically unable to perform list on Tuesday. He can start practicing. He doesn't have to start practicing then, but he is eligible to do so on the 17th. Bill sort of alluded to the fact that he was kind of leaning that way, didn't say for sure, but I got to think that spot is being left open for Pass.
It sounded that way reading into Bill's comments. As you said, he wasn't definitive about it, but said there was a chance. You know, I think it's interesting just because of the numbers game. Obviously, they have an extra roster spot here, but his skills are somewhat similar to a lot of guys they have right now on the roster. A guy like Heath Evans, who's been asked to do a lot of different things, fill out a variety of roles, both in the offense and on special teams. Would they have a roster spot for another running back, tight end, fullback, special teams type that Pass would fill? Of course, you do have that 3 weeks. He could start practicing next week, and you don't really have to do anything for 3 weeks. At that point, you'd either have to cut him, put him on the active roster, or send him to IR for the rest of the season. So you still have a window to work with there, and it will be interesting to see how that roster spot unfolds.
And it will be interesting to see if they can work all those running backs. That would be awfully heavy with running backs. But in journalism, Andy, they call what we've done so far is burying the lead, because we've discussed all the roster moves. We've kind of gone in chronological order, but probably the most important aspect, the most important transaction of the week, the re-signing of center Dan Copen, one of their key free agents, pending free agents. He was set to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of this season, but news yesterday afternoon leaked out. He has signed a 5-year extension. Is that correct?
Yes, 5 years. 5 years.
Somewhere between $19 and $20 million. Various reports indicating he had $7.5 million in bonus money. One report said it was a signing bonus. Others have just said bonus money. This is, obviously a good news for the Patriots.
Well, I think it's good news for the offensive line. He was the only guy not under contract for the long term. Now with him under for another 5 years, you have everyone under contract through 08 or 09. So you have a good 2 to 3 years for this unit to build. And I actually spoke with him yesterday in a radio interview, and that was something, you know, they're looking forward to, the ability, not just the starting five guys, but you got guys like Russ Hochstein, Nick Kazier, in a backup role. Now you have a whole core of guys that has the chance to work together for the long run, guys that they know, they like, they know how hard they're going to work. Maybe the chance to build something special here in terms of an offensive line and get that continuity, not just game to game, but year to year. And maybe, you know, now with Lawrence Maroney, even Corey Dillon, the running game, the way they maybe really put together something special there in terms of the offensive line, the running game, and that whole mix.
And, of course, our listeners will know they can catch Andy Hart every week on ESPN Radio Boston. He's kind of a big deal. You might want to check that out. He was talking to Copen yesterday, but I think that the best aspect, and you touched on it, Andy, I think, is now you have a really talented young group of defensive linemen, and you have a really talented young group of offensive linemen that are pretty much the key members of both sides locked up for the foreseeable future. You talked about Chris Mortensen on ESPN talking about the national perspective of that Patriots offensive line.
Now they basically go nine deep,
and they're all here.
It goes all the way down through basically the practice squad, where you have a guy like Billy Yates, who's been in the system for a couple of years, is making $400,000 and change as a full contract player on the practice squad. And we know how much success they've had with even practice squad type guys only to work with Dante Scarnecchia, the development program, plugging them in even in Super Bowls and things of that nature. Now you have some guys there, Copen, Light, Mankins, O'Callaghan, Kazier. You've drafted these guys in various rounds. They're young, talented. You're putting those guys in the development program. So you're right, it should be, you know, it's an old cliche, but to be strong up front on both sides of the ball, and they now have young, talented, strong units on both the offensive and defensive line.
Yeah, and it's no secret as to why that running game is improving. It's not just Maroney's explosiveness that's been added to the mix here. It's also this young group of linemen that has been together now. Throw O'Callaghan in that mix, and I think it really will be, you know, a strength for this team as we go to the second half of the season. But that's going to put a wrap on this edition of the Patriots Roster Report. We have the bye week, so everybody enjoy that. We'll be back next Friday with another edition of the Patriots Roster Report.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next week as we prepare for the Buffalo Bills. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest updates. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!